My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Blake Farenthal, who represents the Lone Star State's 27th Congressional District. He and his House colleagues are in town right now waiting to debate extension on the payroll tax rates that was handed over by the Senate. Many House Republicans upset with the two-month extension, and they wanted the full year-long extension that the House Republicans initially passed just a few days ago. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Greg.
Where do you stand on this? Unacceptable or acceptable?
We've got to have a year. You hear talk about a do-nothing Congress, just kicking the can down the road 2 months is definitely an indication we've got a do-nothing Senate.
What's the biggest explanation for why this is unacceptable? Obviously, you want a longer time for that to take hold and for people to be able to plan and so forth, but from 2 months to 1 year, what's the biggest reason why that shouldn't happen?
Well, we need to have some certainty so businesses can plan. Really important also is the two-year doc fix that fixes what doctors get paid for seeing Medicare patients. We're seeing a crisis now with doctors not seeing Medicare patients. Come January 1st, without a doc fix, that's going to drop 27%. In the House passed version of the bill, we fixed the docs for 2 years. Then with respect to the payroll tax holiday, 2 months doesn't even make any sense. A lot of businesses file quarterly, plus budgeting and planning on a two-month basis. You know, when you're in business, you plan a year, 5 years, 10 years out. 2 months is just crazy.
One of the Democratic senators, Tom Harkin of Iowa, said that 2 months puts us in February. February is about the time that we'll hear the president's State of the Union message, and so he expects the president to make a big contrast between his position and the Republican position in this. What do you make of that analysis, and do you think that's the main reason for the timetable?
Well, the president has already called for a one-year extension, as have most Democrat leaders. So I don't see what they have a problem with. We're giving them what they asked for.
We're talking with Texas Republican Congressman Blake Farenthal. And Congressman, one of the issues that's come up in the last couple of days here, certainly from the Democratic perspective, is that apparently after the House Republicans passed their version of the bill, your version of the bill, Speaker John Boehner gave his negotiating rights over to Mitch McConnell to hammer out the final deal in the Senate. Mitch McConnell says that he thought the Republicans would like this deal. Obviously, you don't. How much of this is a Republican leadership communication issue?
I don't know. I don't think the rank-and-file Republicans, and certainly not the freshman class, would be supportive of just kicking the can down the road. It's time we fill that can with concrete so it hurts to kick it.
So what's going to happen tonight?
Well, I think we're going to get past our legislation that calls for us to proceed under regular order. Since the founding days of this republic, when the House came up with one version of a bill and the Senate came up with another, you went to conference. I mean, that's schoolhouse rock civics 101. I think we're going to appoint conferees, and we're going to call on the Senate to appoint their conferees, let them come together on a compromise, and then if we need to come back up here between Christmas and New Year's to approve that, I'm ready to do that.
So the Democratic leader of the Senate, Harry Reid, has said he's done talking, basically saying this is a take-it-or-leave-it proposition on the Senate bill before you. You're obviously not comfortable with where it is right now and would like to make some changes, most significantly the extension to a year on the payroll tax rates, as well as the doc fix, which you mentioned a moment ago. If the Senate Democrats don't budge, don't appoint conferees and anything like that, do you feel that the pressure's on you to accept that or let the tax rates go up? Or how's the political pendulum swing in that situation?
Yeah, I think the American people understand that the way it's supposed to work is regular order. House passes a bill, Senate passes a bill, they go to conference. That's the way the system was designed. Let's let it work. Part of the bitter partisanship and the fact that Congress isn't working is because we take these take-it-or-leave-it stands. We're saying let's go with what's worked throughout over 200-year history of this country and have the House and Senate appoint conferees, get together, and work it out, not some closed-room, backdoor deal between leadership.
Most Americans may appreciate that approach, but if they see less in their take-home pay, do you think regular order is going to be the thing that they think about?
You've got to figure, even if this doesn't pass, we're really only looking at about $20 a week out of paychecks. That's a lot of money for folks, but if it gets delayed a couple of weeks because of the Senate, the American people will know whose fault it is.
So you're expecting that if this doesn't get solved before the end of the year, it will be solved pretty quickly in the new year.
And I suspect it'll get solved by the end of the year. both parties want this to happen.
What else are you telling your constituents as you go back home, hopefully, for Christmas, when it comes to funding and other things that the Republican-led House was able to do here in 2011?
Yeah, we are struggling as one half of one-third of the government to rein in spending and create jobs. We've done our job. Over 20 bills to create jobs are over languishing across the dome in the Senate. You hear the talk of a do-nothing Congress. That's nonsense. It is a do-nothing Senate.
Congressman, we'll be watching tonight, and we'll see if you get a chance to spend Christmas in Texas or have to come back here. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, sir. Texas Republican Congressman Blake Farenthold represents his state's 27th congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.